There is a conclusion on the story about the Cubs fans where one smacked another one during the national anthem. I think this happened on Sunday. Sunday's game against the Minnesota Twins, which I was at that game.
Oh, and you didn't know that there was chaos happening behind
you. No, you can never tell all the chaos that's happening. So what was happening, there was a younger guy that was sitting in front of an older guy, and the older guy was a veteran, is a veteran, and the younger guy was sitting during the national anthem, and the older guy said, "Stand up or I'm going to smack you." And the younger guy kept sitting, and then eventually the older guy smacked him. And this was, of course, caught on video. There were some people around him that were like, "Hey, man, that's not cool what you just did." And
I believe he threatened to smack all of them as well.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
I'm pretty sure that's what I caught at the end of it.
He's like, "I'll smack everybody." Just a serial smacker. And so this has become a very controversial subject. I mean, and this is not just a local conversation that's happening. This has ended up everywhere. It's on TMZ. My mom mentioned it. She saw it where she is in Florida. And I was like, oh, it's made it to Florida.
Oh, 100%.
I guess that there, what's the good thing is that there's a conclusion. But
he
it's not a pretty journey. No, he's not in jail.
Oh.
So there's a lot of conversation about it being assault. It is an assault. And, you know, there's conversation about that being disrespectful. And then there's conversation about that being this guy's right, his freedom to choose to sit during the national anthem.
I think three things can be true at once.
Right.
I think that this guy can have the right to sit down if he wanted to, which he wanted to.
Yeah.
I think that the veteran can be disrespected by the fact that this guy didn't want to stand up. That is also valid.
Yeah.
And
maybe you can, maybe the veteran could, you know, speak and stand up for himself in that way.
And it can also still be assault that
right.
he smacked
yeah.
him in the head.
Yeah, I think once you physically attack somebody, that you've crossed a line, obviously. What a controversial thing this is.
Right, like I genuinely think all three things can be true at the same time. I could tell you one thing, though. If I was sitting during the national anthem, which I haven't, but like if I was and someone smacked me, they would be in jail.
Oh, yeah, you'd smack them back.
Yes, but also like I would press charges because you don't put your hands on anybody. Like I thought we'd learn that.
Right. Well, so the younger guy stands up after he gets smacked and stood there for the rest of the national anthem. And then the younger guy bought the older guy a beer. And then they had a conversation and they talked about what the national anthem represents for each of them. The veteran, obviously, he, you know, was in the military and, you know, he expressed that he had friends who had died in service.
Right. And I completely
to this country. And,
understand
yeah.
that. Yeah.
And then the younger guy, you know, I don't know the full extent of his argument, but he had his reasoning for him feeling like he didn't want to stand for the national anthem at this point in time.
Right.
So it's a very interesting debate. And to see the comment sections online, they're just wild.
I try not to look at the comment sections on those things anymore because this is obviously such a divisive conversation, you know? Like
sure, yeah. And it's a trying time.
Yeah.
Like there's just a lot of... In the political climate right now, there's just a lot of aggressive opinions and... Not that there shouldn't be aggressive opinions, but people aren't getting along.
Yeah.
So it's a fascinating subject. I guess I'm glad that they had a beer and had a chance to have a conversation.
I wish that they could have just had the conversation
without an assault happening.
Yeah. Without anybody getting smacked around. I've just been so much of a like mind my own type of person that like. I genuinely don't think I would have even noticed if the person next to me was sitting down.
I'm such a mind my own business kind of person too. And maybe I'll have a judgment on things, but I would never just like smack someone or yeah, it's just weird behavior.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Don't put your hands on people. But I guess I want to say I'm glad they sorted it out.
Yeah.
I would have sorted it out quite differently.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, we actually weren't at the, so we were at that game, like I said, we weren't there for the national anthem because we're always...
So you also didn't stand.
I probably was sitting in the car at that particular moment in time. We're always running late, scrambling to get places.
You got a baby.
We got a kid. Smoking Carla Mornings, commercial free, it's B96.